on here, and we're going to talk a little bit today about lameness in cattle, and maybe just start off kind of overall, tell us more about what lameness is.
Well, you know, on the cattle industry, it is a topic that comes up in many sectors, you know, from dairy, feedlot, cow-calf. Then you can even talk with the small ruminant side of it, and it's costly in its own way in each part of that industry. In the dairy side, I think you find mastitis and lameness being the two big medical problems that we deal with. Feedlots is huge. You know, you can lose more than a pound a day and gain with just some lameness. A big percentage of sick cattle will become lame with that. The cow-calf side, we might see broad ranges of lameness through a herd. But then you get the individuals as well. You know, you got the bull out there, it's your star quarterback, and he's not getting the job done because he's hurt, you know. So, but it can be quite costly on an individual basis as well, widespread across a herd or, in that portion of it.
Now, it happens quite often, doesn't it? And lameness describes a leg or foot pain that affects how they move.
Right. Certainly, anything being lame kind of has some sort of pain, and then kind of favoring that limb. The majority of what we see in the cattle side is going to be in the foot, down below the dew claws or down there around in the hoof. But it can be an injury, you know, higher up the limb as well. Some of it's going to be infectious, some of it's going to be injury related. But it can be quite common, the environment that they're in, and some of the ways they react to it.
Now, cattle, you know, a lot like horses, they have a lot of weight that they got to carry on those legs, and an injury like this, if it is caused by an injury, that can be pretty devastating to them.
Sure. And being able to recognize it as an injury versus something that's going to respond to an antimicrobial or something infectious is very important. Becomes a welfare issue, things that we need to address it pretty quickly and make a plan and have a direction for what we're going to do. Some of the facilities and the preventive measures that go into that take into account the weight of the animal and the crowding and the way that they're moving around.
Now, you mentioned you've been here 14 years. You deal with this a lot here with farmers who have issues with lameness?
Yes. It's probably one of the most common reasons that we get called, or most of what I do is in the clinic, and probably the majority of what I see is patients that come in that are lame and having trouble getting around. It's just a big part of the industry, and it's something that we sort of specialize in there. We have the equipment, we have the ability to handle it as well.
Let's talk a little bit more about treatment there, and in particular with foot rot.
Sure. Yeah, that's, I think when you get an all-encompassing term that gets thrown out there whenever they're lame is the most common complaint I have from a client is going to be that, I treated it for foot rot and it's still lame, or, you know, it's got foot rot, you know, what antibiotic do you recommend? And so the infectious one is, it's a specific disease. It's actually caused by a little trauma to the small soft tissues there between the toes, and then the specific bugs that come in, and it still responds very well to antibiotics if it's caught early. And so if it is in true foot rot or that condition, which is a specific bacterial infection, it should respond pretty quickly. And then when it doesn't, then most clients are going to be able to get some antibiotics into them. When it doesn't respond, then we need to see it and make sure it's not one of the plethora of other conditions that can be affecting the animal.
We've got a caller on the line. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Thank you for widening our horizons. You know, the folks, cow-calf operation there on spring ground, we always had the Brangus for that big wide foot. And although I saw the deer ticks in the yard and checked the dogs between their toes, I never thought to look, although we didn't have any lameness, I never thought to look on the feet of the cows for the tick invasion. Thank you so much for widening everyone's horizons about it.
Thank you. It's a very important topic that is nice to get out there.
Now, you mentioned catching this early is key here. Why is that?
Well, that infection can extend into a joint. It can extend into the bone. We call it the coffin bone or any of those structures that are deep in the foot, in which case the treatment for that is going to be to try to relieve that pressure and having to look at it, open it up, letting the pressure out, and being able to get to the infection. The antibiotics won't quite get into that. So extension of infection, and then, you know, when they're not bearing weight normally on that foot, they're going to start causing some injuries and some overuse injuries to other portions of the body as well. So just like us limping on one leg, we're going to start making the other leg hurt.
Yeah, you got to kind of compensate a little bit there.
Right.
How common is it if a farmer notices they have some cattle with this, that maybe their entire herd could be impacted?
Sure. And we'll see they're treating for foot rot. Maybe they're not responding. Some are responding. We're getting into a deeper infection like a foot abscess or a sole abscess, something along those lines. The Flint Hills are wonderful area for developing those kind of things, with a lot of rocks and rough ground, and you could get some bruising within the feet. So it'll look like a foot rot initially, but it might be a sole abscess or an injury along those lines. And occasionally we'll see it where it does get pretty widespread within a herd, where we might have a certain location on the property or on in the pasture that is causing these types of injuries. You know, different footing, watering areas, those kind of things we need to look at. And so if we start to see a little wider spread, you know, multiple animals becoming affected, that's time to investigate a little deeper versus just looking at the foot and the individual.
And it's also more common in older cattle, I see here.
Yeah, I think that as you age, certainly in the cow-calf side, we'll see it in the younger, you know, sometimes bulls get to fighting and they'll put a little more strain on their feet, and those can be young bulls as well, jockeying for position. But I tell you, the older the animal, if we look at conformation with age, and then overuse type injuries, you're going to start getting some more lameness down the line.
So genetics can be kind of a cause here?
Sure, and it's becoming a big focus when we're doing soundness exams in bulls and selection of animals to come into the herd, looking at feet a little bit closer, and there's becoming some scoring systems where we can predict longevity and outcomes, and we can look at a foot, and if it's not appear to be, you know, conformed right, or it's going to bear weight abnormally, starts to roll one side or the other, we can predict that animal's probably going to have some problems. Next thing is they can potentially pass that conformational defect or conformational status onto their offspring as well. So trying to prevent it and get rid of it before you can. So conformation, but also just overall metabolic rates and those things genetically that individuals going to have differences with.
And there's probably tendencies you can see in the animal as well.
Sure. Yep. You watch how fast they grow, how well they they look kind of soft, or do they look like they're going to have some different characteristics within the foot? They're going to be a little bit weaker.
Okay. Let's take a time out. We'll come back more with Dr. Matt Meisner, KSU Vet Med, when we return on News Radio KMAN.